12, 2007. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Bullet Union with 10 Pence Piece. Something I'm not too familiar with. But I think it's about 20, 22 cents nowadays. If you went over there. And we start off with the alternate take of John Coltrane's Saida's flute song. Beautiful thing from his first solo record. The Rhino thing is a box called Heavyweight Champs. Got a lot of extra stuff to all that stuff he did in the Atlanta days. Atlantic Records days.
Say here, Warren Olney playing John Coltrane to open up his show on KCRW.
Who's that?
Warren Olney.
He plays part of Love Supreme. Yeah, I've heard that. It's always the same. I think it's the part two. Or maybe it's the first part. I think he closes with the part two. Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, I got to talk to him once. Oh, by the way, people, that voice there is Brother Matt.
Hey.
Say hi, Brother
hey,
Matt.
Hey, people. We're back.
Yeah, it's been a while. Something's getting hit. No, your foot.
Oh.
Maybe it's that chair. But anyway, we haven't done a show here in Pedro at the Love Grotto, out on the Pleasure Point, since August. So you hearing Brother Matt's voice there?
Yes.
It's quite a treat.
A little older.
Because I've been missing him big time. In fact, the last show we had was with Sean and Peek and Talia.
Yeah,
and Talia
cool.
Forgot her.
Poets.
Silent Poets.
The Silent Poet.
It's been here. Here it is. It's a clear vinyl one. It's Silent Poets.
Yeah.
And speaking of poetry, you said something about what next?
You got a little
this Friday
festival coming up, huh?
In Western Massachusetts. I haven't been in Pedro much either. just got back and then had 5 doskies. But this Friday, I'll read poems for an Ecstatic Peace Festival. What's the name of it?
I think Ecstatic
Festival. It's something with French kind of words.
Ecstatic.
Something like that. But there's Ecstatic Peace .com website you can go to. We're going to play something from Ecstatic Peace next. Thurston has a solo record, and I got some stories with that. But first, I want to hear about what you've been doing since that show. That was before Labor Day. Now, last 8 or 9 years, Brother Matt's been using Labor Day to go to Burning Man, but this year was a change.
This year it changed. Yeah, our camp kind of split up, and we had a few different plans going. So. Some people went off to Amsterdam and traveled around Europe a bit. And I figured for myself, instead of going to see the man in the desert, I was going to see the girls at the beach. And so I went back down to Venezuela, and that was awesome. Me and my bro Creature.
I think this fucking thing.
Yeah, still wasted. We got the crappy mic over here.
Go ahead.
Interrupting my stories about the girls on the beach.
They
figured that Miss Universe tends to be Miss Venezuela most every year. Although this year it was Miss Japan.
Miss Universe.
Really?
Yeah. But I figured that there had to be a lot of runner-ups and stuff down there since they seemed to bogart the title. And it was great. That was a great theory. There were all kinds of babes down there. So that was my second trip this year. And it was great. It's like a trashy paradise, a little island called Margarita right off Caracas. So it's my little dream. It's great. It's fun.
It's your second trip.
Yeah, I admit that was a great decision. Burning Man is great. I love it, but I have no regrets that I went to check out the girls on the beach this year instead of the man in the desert. But it's weird on Facebook.com. Someone just alerted me that this group in London, they're called Burning Man 2008. This bunch of people in London planning to go to Burning Man next year got a picture of me as their group poster boy. So that's kind of a weird honor. I'll have to connect with them next year. I don't know how they got that picture. Of all the pictures of Burning Man that there are to get, for all the years it's happened, I'm totally honored that they picked me to be their poster boy. Thanks, London.
What do you think they did? They scanned... they scanned up past Burning Man's.
I have no idea how they found that picture.
And
for something about it,
where was it? It had to be somewhere. It wasn't.
It was at Burning Man. Me and Gypsy and Lola just standing there.
No, but the picture. I understand where it was taken is probably there.
Fuck.
Here.
So yeah, I have no idea how they found my picture or decided that was the picture that was going to represent their trip, but I'm honored that I'm the poster boy of their trip.
But what I'm saying is you must have put it somewhere.
Oh, it's on my website probably, but
and that's it
as far as I know.
So they were scouring the web for a poster boy,
I guess.
And they happened on the what? Magic Kingdom?
Wild Kingdom.
Wild Kingdom. Fuck the Magic. I don't know why I said that. Fuck that guy.
That's Walt. Yeah. That's Walt's trip.
It's Walt's nightmare.
This is wilder.
Yeah. Anyway, how long were you there? 2 weeks?
I was there like 10 days.
10 days?
Yeah.
What about the chow?
Some days. The chow was good. The place I stayed at, the lady cooks it up right there, so all your meals are covered. And then there's a couple restaurants down the road that we just walk down the beach to. Coco Loco up. I like these coconut milkshakes. We decided that they needed some rum.
Yeah.
So instead of having cocadas, we had Coco Locos. That was our little afternoon treat. But just ate seafood pretty much.
And, how big is the island? Is it got cars?
Yeah. There's all kinds of cars. A lot of old cars, like 1970 LTDs and stuff. Because gas is so cheap there. It's still the same price it was when I was there for New Year's.
So is there a ferry that goes there?
There's a ferry.
From
it's
the
like
mainland?
Four-hour ferry or a one-hour flight.
Right.
And there weren't too many Americans there. Mostly European tourists. Little sections like this, the Italian zone, the German zone, Swedish zone. But we got along cool with the people. It wasn't about politics because they cackle at Hugo, you know, just as much as I cackle at Bush. And so that was like a common thread that we connected on.
The people living there.
Yeah, Hugo posters are plastered up on everything, but the people aren't all that fired up on them.
Ah, kind of
yeah, he's got his people out there, yeah. They're all pictures of him, like, with short sleeve, working sleeves, you know, out there with the people putting up a park or ball field or library. There's lots of Hugo graffiti.
How many people are on that island?
Polomar is the main town. There's, like, over 100,000 people live in Polomar.
Whoa.
There's, like, huge malls and stuff there. There's lots of traffic.
But is it nature? You're on the beach.
It's like
there.
Two islands together, kind of. One's like a dry desert island, and the other side is kind of more tropical. The dry desert side is all flat, and fishing towns and stuff. It's not too populated.
Yeah.
There's like a swamp in between the two. Like, we got the isthmus on Catalina. It's a little
bigger
than Catalina, but instead of having the isthmus, they got like a swamp. There's seahorses and all kinds of different stuff in the brackish water there. It's kind of neat. Take a lagoon trip. This time we took a catamaran trip to another island called Kochi Island. And it was cool. There's like a sandbar out there in the middle of the Caribbean. We stopped at, and you could stand up on your only like knee deep in the middle of the ocean, middle of the sea.
Wow.
It was really cool. So we stopped there, floated around for a while, then went to Kochi Island, which was just like a little overgrown sandbar, basically, with
no towns.
No, just like a restaurant and a bathroom and a bunch of little shade cabana things to go kick it on. They got all the jet skis and stuff. It was bitching. Yeah, I would definitely go back for more.
What's the money?
Bolivars.
Bolivar.
Yeah, so it was
what's
like
your trade?
Straight straight trade is like $2,200. Black market was like $2,500 for a boulevard. 2,500 boulevards for a dollar. So dollars still traveled pretty well down there. Yeah, it's like, wait, just knock these zeros off and make it a lot easier.
Turkey was dollar, that way, and I think they knocked 6 zeros off.
Yeah, it was cool, though. Things were pretty cheap. Dollar traveled pretty well down there. Gas was so cheap, it was amazing. 60 cents. It's like 60 bolivars a liter, which equals to like about 60 cents a gallon. So, yeah, it's cheap. You see all these bomber cars just cruising. They fill it up for $5 still, like high school gas prices.
Wow, yeah, I remember high school. God.
Thrifty gas, my first tank, 59 cents.
Really? I think it was still like 30 cents when I was first driving.
You got blue chip stamps, too?
There used to be a gas station where that donut shop is by Peck Park in Summerlin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember by the pool supply?
Yeah. Thing? Phillips 66.
Yeah. But quote the Raven, nevermore. So anyway, I'm going to fly to Western Massachusetts, actually Springfield, Hartford, Bradley Airport, and then Byron's going to get me and bring me to Northampton and do this poem thing, and then the next day fly to San Francisco, do a dose gig with Sisters in the Pit.
Oh, cool.
Galaxies. So that'll be the last dose gig in a while. I came back from 3 weeks of rolling in the boat and did 5 straight gigs with Dose, 4 of them with Joe Lally, the bass player for Fugazi. I'm doing a solo trip with these cats called Capillary Action, which some musician guys from Oberlin College in Ohio, although I think they're a Philly band, but they went to school. I remember John, the guitar player, did a spiel with me, Oberlin. I remember when I was talking to him, an Amish wagon went by.
Oh, yeah.
There's an Amish town by Oberlin. Or maybe it's in Oberlin or something. But it's just a little west of Cleveland. Grant Hart called me the other night. He's going to come. I guess he's going to record a few days in Montreal and then go to this festival and read poems too. And he was talking about maybe getting a jam going. So maybe I'll play some bass.
Cool.
I'm not going to bring a bass. I'm going to use Coffee Brown's bass, Sisters. So it'll aid in the travel. There's no direct flights, you know. So you got to go like to Atlanta first.
Oh, wow.
Like 12 hours.
Bouncing around,
yeah. Yeah, kind of laying that way. But anyway, I saw Thurston, part of the U.S. roll towards the tail end after the Stooges gig in Las Vegas, October 27, was seeing Thurston in San Francisco on the 29th with his solo project. Plays acoustic guitar. It was really good. He's got Chris from Calm and Matt from No Neck Blues Band on bass and Steve Shelley on drums, of course. Oh. So him, there's still the sonic sound, you know, but it was a little more restrained, maybe? I don't know. The acoustic guitars gave it a trippy aesthetic, and but it was really good. And there was a violin, too.
Oh, cool.
Samartha. I think her name was. And she's the one who conked out when me and Steve Shelley was doing the show, Watt from Pedro's show in Austin. Gets boring the shit out of her. So, personal stories. No reindeer game. Join in the reindeer game. So, Swain, you may. Thurston asked me, because he had to go and play Echoplex in Echo Park the next day. And that night, I stayed in San Francisco and saw Rocky Erickson.
Oh, cool.
Who was great. Different than the Lollapalooza gig in July. He had a different backup band, younger people. And they played the songs faster. But he was still great, man. I went downstairs to say, tell him thanks, man. And he comes upstairs, and those young guys in the band introduced me to him. And he goes, oh, yeah, I know, Mike. We just had a big conversation. Thank you. Much respect. Just like the first time I saw in July when I went back to say much respect, he goes, "Hey, it's great to see you again."
Cool.
I think I never met him before. That was the way that went. But he was great, man. I was singing along to all the songs. And we did a Watt from Pedro show there with Lisa Rowland.
Oh, cool. How's she doing?
Yeah, talking about Pedro and the old days and then her newer days in San Francisco and Richard fucking Bonnie. Uh-huh. You know, the brother she never had. Which is great. But Richard wasn't there for the spiel. It was just Lisa. And anyway, at that gig with Thurston, after Echoplex, he's going to play for Celia, which is like 40 miles south of Fresno. So he's going back north again to play some pizza pad. You know, it used to be Shakey's or Straw Hat or some shit. And he asked me, he says, "Hey, will you do 10-minute version of Young Man Blues?" You know, that Mose Allison song. Uh-huh. And before I go on, just on bass, because I had my bass with me because of the Stooges gig. And I said, okay. And so, for some reason, I fucked up Visalia with Valencia. So, on the way to, you know, Magic Mountain, CalArts, uh-huh. It turned around and went back up. And on the way, there was a pumpkin patch. Because I thought for sure it was going to be the first Halloween in many, many years. I'm not playing, you know. I just couldn't fit it in. I was originally going to see Rocky on Halloween, but he put on another show the day before. So, hey, I'm going to get to play Halloween, you know. And so there's a pumpkin patch, and find only pumpkin big enough to fit my head. And I still had to scrape a lot from the inside. And it was a trippy one, you know, because this is not from a store. This is a patch. So this guy's got half green.
Wow.
And a lot of lumpy. Kazan? Yeah.
Deformed ones?
Volcano. Acne, like, you know.
Kind of blemished.
A little bit. It was good, though. It was real organic, I thought. You know, instead of the smooth, it could be almost plastic, right? This one, you could tell, was not plastic. And I carved it, cut the bottom out. It had, like I said, to do a big scrape job. To get my head in. And I got in there. It fit pretty good. And course, with the flannel, the total Ichabod Crane. I think last year it was in Pedro with Money Mark and John Wicks, all those pumpkin heads, sitting down. So I didn't sit down, I stood up. And of course, I couldn't see the neck.
Big old heavy
at
noggin.
All. Yeah, kind of. Well, the year before, I think, was with Banyan and two sets with a big ass heavy pumpkin that totally hurt my head. In fact, the stem part was pounding on me. That was two sets. That was in Zion, Utah. But anyway, I couldn't see, like usual, can't see the neck when I'm playing, you know. I'm not sitting down. And, you know, I'd do the first couple verses and then go into the middle part and stretch it out just playing bass, you know. And I thought for sure the kids were going to, you know, I don't know what... I didn't know what to think, really, you know. I thought for sure I didn't know what to think. they got into it.
Cool.
They got into it, and I guess it went okay. You know, I couldn't find the mic. You know, it was tough. I also was in New York City. I was on a CMJ panel for The Clash. And I only knew the first Clash. I told the guys, I only know the first album. So I ended up just doing one spiel about me and D. Boone going, you know, hearing them for the first time. Yeah, that was embarrassing. But Dave Marsh was the moderator, and he has a radio show on Sirius. So
oh,
the next
cool.
day he had me on.
Oh, awesome.
Square John fucking thing. All the security and this. And then I rapped with him for an hour. And a really nice cat. So... Even though I was rolling around and just seeing that there's still music involved and getting to play Halloween, and not miss break my streak. Because it is my favorite holiday. I mean, it's one day all year we admit we wear costumes. But I'd like to play something now from Thurston's solo record here. Yeah, I think he played this on... He told me he was going to play this on Jimmy Kimmel, and he asked me to come, but I conked. I got back, you know, all that rolling. Look, Brother Matt, I got calluses on my palms from the steering wheel.
Wow.
7,506 miles.
Damn.
So here, let's listen to Thurston Watt from Peter Show.
Не хочу работать, хочу бухать. Сан-Франциско Дэй, Сан-Франциско Найте. Я чувак, не хочу работать, хочу бухать. Сан-Франциско Дэй, Сан-Франциско Найте. Yeah!
Show, forgetting to turn down the sound there. Joe Lally with the Space Program, something off his new record. He was playing a lot of that with the gigs me and Kara with our Dose did with him, and he was really good. Before that, we had Scorponox, which is Masa Kobayashi's solo band. He's a cat who plays bass with the great band called Culture Shock. He's got a bunch of Slav people from the Balkans and himself from Japan. They all live in Seattle. Just the way things are done nowadays. And that song was Hobgoblin. And we had San Francisco before that. The song called San Francisco. And the band was Screaming Strings. And they're a Moscow band. And they're the band that opened for Stooges when we played there back in September at a club called B1. It was on September 11th. And first time I got to be in Moscow. And first time got to play there, too. And I met the bass player. His name was Tepex. And he played a trippy bass. He only had two strings. It's kind of a newer Jack Cassidy. It's called Epiphone Makes, and it's kind of a version of the Les Paul signature. I got one from the early 70s. And he's playing one of these with only a D and an A string. So, you know, why? Jammy Connor, why have that all that extra stuff? I mean, I think the same thing when I see a five-string bass. You know, what's this for? He's got a healthier mind and got it down to two. And they were a trippy band. They were a trippy band. He's a real nice cat. And I was telling Brother Matt here, his English wasn't so good, so he had one of his buddies bring his son. He was 18 or 19, and he was talking to me, and he knew really good English from school. And finally he asked who I was, you know. And I told him, he knew I was playing bass for the Stooges, but what was my name? And when I told him my name, I got to go home and come back. Yeah, and he comes back with Minutemen Records. What Makes a Man Start Fire? And wow. Has me sign. And it was, because this stuff was made before he was born. Yeah. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect about Moscow, you know. I knew a lot of stuff that I'd been programmed with as a young man. It probably either changed or just was different or whatever. So, because the first-hand impression is always kind of interesting.
They call you Comrade?
Comrade. I don't think anyone called me Comrade. I don't think that's in style nowadays. I don't know. I was only there 2.5 days, so I don't know everything about that there is to know about Moscow. But there were some cats there. A guy named Phil, who's been living there 13 years from Boston. And so he talked to me about a lot of stuff. He said the winters were hard, like minus 30. And,
damn.
You know. But he said in a lot of ways, he liked it. That's why he's living there. But the winters are tough.
Wow. So. Nip some vodka.
They probably are tough in Fargo, though. Duluth. The first song was, I don't know how you pronounce this, FRI/END.
In Russian?
No, this is Thurston's song.
Oh.
The Russian one, I figured it out. I mean, it was in Cyrillic, a lot of it, but that looks like San Francisco, doesn't it?
It looks like Greek to me.
No, don't.
Yeah, it looks kind of San Francisco-ish.
Yeah. And I remember him doing it at the gig, too, and he introduced it. Like with the Nazi salute or something. Or maybe that's when he yelled Stooges. I don't know. He was quite a character, this Tepex guy. He asked me before the gig, hey, when the gig's done and stuff, you want to come with me? And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, there's these bathhouses. Like banya, I think they're called banya, and it's an old Russian tradition. And you want to go to the bath? I mean, I haven't been asked by a lot of dudes to go to bathhouse before, but I guess it's kind of different
cultural.
Deal. I think it's different. He's sweet though, but we were leaving the next day for Paris. I had to skip on the bathhouse invite. I think he figured it out though, because he started saying no, there'll be girl or something. I guess I don't know. Like I said, I didn't have a deep time to learn things, so I don't want to give people superficial ideas. I mean, the cat was really sweet. I could tell that they're very open hearted and they're very curious about people coming to see them and them being closed for so long, and then probably to other people, you know, what are we to you?
Mm.
What are you to us? You know, and just all that human stuff. That's
yeah, right. A little human contact.
I'm way into it. Like we do with the Venezuela folks.
Yeah.
I've yet to meet I've met a couple overseas and in the U.S. I've been traveling, but I've never been to Venezuela yet, and I can't wait. You were asking me about next Stooges gig. It's Mexico City, cool. December 1st, and Miami Beach on the 5th. And I have yet to be Mexico City, and it's got to be the biggest foreign city.
Yeah, that's
closest.
Huge.
No, the closest biggest foreign city to the United States, and I've never been there.
That'll be wild.
Yeah, been to Tokyo. Ain't been to Mexico City. To Tokyo 4 times.
So you got some bathhouses over there.
You have to get the invite. I have a tour there in February.
Oh,
2 weeks. Not just Tokyo. 14 Jap towns in 14 days.
Wow.
Which is pretty incredible because usually it's the three big towns. But the three times I've been over there, I've been kind of big rock, and this is going to be a way for me to learn.
Get a little local deal?
Yeah.
Cool.
Underground, little rock. It's with a band called Light. I don't think I gave you one of these yet. Brother Matt, here you go.
Cool.
This is Light and Funanori. Right.
Awesome.
And the label that put that out, it's actually an Irish guy who's got a Japanese partner who lives in England, I think. And this band Light's from Tokyo, and they kind of do a math rock thing, instrumental. I've played them on the show before. But they've been touring around, and so me and this guy named Kramer from Shimmy Disc Days, he does a lot of producing over there, and he's been asking me for a year to come over and play, since he's over there anyway. We wouldn't have to fly over. Just do an improv thing where he'd play fuzz bass and I play bass.
Cool.
And then find a Japanese drummer. Well, there's this improv drummer over there named Sam Bennett. We're going to do the first 11 gigs with him, and then the last three with these people I recorded with in July, the Migu people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The drummer. Yuko's going to do the last three.
Oh, cool.
So, improvised things are always scary, you know, but fuck it. It's a way to check it out. Tom told me Red Crayola gets to play a lot of gigs. So, you know, so he's been on that tip, too. So what I want to do is down the road get the Missing Men over there.
Cool.
Acts. And
I hook you up with this guy who's like does the Japanese Rolling Stone magazine type thing over there. He's a watchman.
All right.
So I know you wanted to interview you before, so...
Yeah, you should let them know I'm coming to town.
Cool.
And then after that, I think Stooge World returns.
Mm-hmm.
But I got other things going on, too, that I could talk about. I want to play some Steve McKay, since... You know, what he did was... went on tour right after the Stooge things with some cats from New Jersey called the Blue Prostitute. And this is a song called Song for Baghdad, Steve McKay, Juan from Pedro Show. That was Steve McKay with Song for Baghdad.
How are we doing for time?
We're on it right there.
Oh, we're right about there?
Yeah.
Because there's monitors in the way and I can't see.
Oh.
Here in Pewterland, we got some stuff going on. We got some juggling going on. I actually had to bring my little aluminum purse to do the gig, but we're getting the old warhorse back in the action for Brother Matt. But we're at the end of the first hour of November 12, 2007, Watt for Peter Show. Hang tight for hour two. Okay. November 12, 2007. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. just heard there, Languishing in the Jazz Section, an improvised thing with Thurston Moore, Wally Shoup, Paul Flaherty, and Chris Corsano, done about 5 years ago in Western Massachusetts there. Jim O'Rourke is listed as the sound director. We started out with Criminal Cop from Chinas Comidas. I was over at Thurston's a couple weeks ago on my trip, and I saw the CD sitting on his table, Chinas Comidas, because I saw them in, play Hong Kong Cafe in the late 70s. So it was a trip to see that. He said, hey, why don't you take that? So I did have a 7-inch, maybe 4 songs by them. And I think the keyboard player, Mark, has a studio called Catatonic now, Silver Lake or Echo Park or something. I'm not sure. But interesting band, and that was the trip that he would have. But you know what? He's got all kinds of music. He's hip to so much. It's pretty insane. Yeah, right. I'd never thought of that all these years. I hadn't thought of them in a long time until I saw that sitting there. Anyway, we've been a long time missing this, but fortunate once again to have back on Watt for Peter's show, Brother Matt Spin Cycle. So will you take it away, Brother Matt?
Thank you. The Bushman trance or curing dance begins as the sun goes down. We'll be right back.
Oh. Thank you.
All right, Brother Matt.
Thank you.
Righteous trippy spin cycle this time. A little Bollywood. A little sprungy, beat conscious explore zone. Yeah. Now, when you were there in Venezuela, was there dudes spinning?
Met some dude who DJs and does underground clubs and stuff there. And he says that they got a pretty cool scene going. And it seemed like they got some cool discos on the beach. So I was surprised because the drug laws are real heavy there, but they still got their little scene going.
Oh, with the drogas?
Yeah. Yeah, the underground parties are raging.
Wow. They're underground on the beach.
Well, I think the more underground ones are probably not on the beach, but they had some cool, some of the restaurants had like cool parties happening right on the beach.
Did you meet any DJs?
One dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name was,
Bulga.
It'll come back.
Mosca. Piojo. But what was he using for source? Was he using some different kinds of records, like Venezuelan records?
Yeah, they had like a Latin, different Venezuelan house music, electronica type stuff.
And then would you call it different than England or here?
It was basically just some slamming Latin stuff. The vocals and stuff they would have would be like some rapping. A lot of Latin rapping.
Spanish, yeah.
But it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Did you get to see any bands?
No.
No live action?
No. None.
Nobody playing on the island?
No. It was most of the spots that you go to are like a mall. So most of the cool spots were just like restaurants at the beach.
No rock clubs?
No, there was like Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah.
Margarita Island. But
I've
never been to one. I've kept my streak alive. I've still never been to Hard Rock Cafe.
Good. And you ain't been to a Venezuelan music pad yet?
No. I spent the night in Caracas.
Now they gotta have some clubs there.
There had to be, but it was so sketchy around where I was. I didn't really venture out too much. It was so dirty. It was nasty. It was like little remnants of every meal at the restaurant that had been there for like the previous year, probably. They just wiped the plates off, but the tablecloth was still the same. The bed, man, had so many different hairs on it.
Yeah, hair shirt.
Get in there, just like slept with my beach towel on top. Yeah, it was nuts. So I didn't
I'm wondering about bands there, Venezuelan bands.
Yeah, like they got some kind of scene. They got a good movie thing starting up. Hugo's trying to pump the culture.
Yeah.
And so I figured they got to have some cool stuff going on. I went to Bogota, too. I didn't really get to hang out there too long, but Colombia seemed like it'd be a neat place to get to hang out a little bit longer.
Maybe next time.
Yeah. Tough finding different routes there because since we're not friendly with Venezuela, it's not like an easy direct access type thing.
Right. Oh man, very interesting. I got to get there. You know, my dream is one day to play all those places in a boat, Pan America Highway.
Bitching.
One day, one way. Okay, we're at the end of the second hour of the November 12, 2007 Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour three. November 12th, 2007, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show, and here's part 11 of Jack Flanders and Tropical Hot Dog Night.
Do you know where we are going?
No, nothing is like it was.
Neither are you. Neither am I.
If we aren't, who are we?
Maybe the question is, are we who we aren't?
But if we aren't who we are, and we are who we aren't, that means we are what?
We are black and white.
Colorless?
If this isn't you, and that isn't me, then we can be anything, right?
Right now, I just want to get my hands on Jack.
There's a tavern. Maybe he's in there?
Oh, if he's in there with that devil woman, I'm
you
gonna...
You mean wolf woman?
Well, if he's got his paws all over, I swear to God,
here.
I'm gonna...
I'll go in there. looking for a guy. Yeah, he's tall, 6'2", blonde hair, wearing a black fedora and a double-breasted trench coat.
He was here?
Alone?
No, this is the wolf.
Amanda Wolf?
They live, yeah.
Together?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know where they went?
Maybe she'll take him to the wolf's den, eh? yeah.
Where can I find her place?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah.
Now, when you say you know how to know, and that means you don't know, but that's really how you know?
You got it.
So what you call instinct, and I call intuition, means you keep your mind out of it.
That's right.
And when you think you know, you really don't.
You never know.
But your gut tells you?
My gut tells me.
So what's your gut tell you about this farm?
You got a gut, you tell me.
Man, if my gut knew, I wouldn't ask.
You know what you knew?
Know what I knew? No, not all that I knew.
You knew what you know.
If I knew what I know, I would have known it.
Not if it's a new no.
What's a new no?
A new no is what you didn't know because it's new and now you know.
I knew that.
Tell me, I'm back at that same pub again.
Jack?
What are you doing out here?
Where is she?
Who?
That wolf woman.
Amanda?
Amanda! I knew it. You were with her.
I was looking for you.
You think you're going to play me for the fool?
Claudine, what happened?
I'm not as dumb as you think.
Okay, come on, simmer down.
I'll bet you fell for her like a ton of bricks.
All right, go ahead, just squawk your head off.
Listen to me, you sack of wind.
Shut your trap or I'll shut it for you.
Go ahead and try it.
Listen, girlie.
Where were you all night? At the wolf's joint?
Quit acting like a hothead.
What did she do? Take you to the cleaners?
Are you out of your mind?
I'll bet you think she's one swell dish.
Lay off.
Oh, you're not gonna pull the wool over my eyes.
Look, sweetheart, you gonna be nice to me or do I have to get rough?
Oh, you dirty, stinking rat.
Oh, if I didn't want you so bad, I'd slap your ears off.
Come here, you crazy fathead.
Baby, I missed you.
Oh, shut up. Shut up and kiss me, you big ape. Get down.
What did you do that for?
Ooh, for fun.
And that's how you get your kicks?
Yeah, you try it.
Ooh-wee, this is a classic.
And I like retro.
Yeah, but tell me, can this Tommy gun hit anything?
No, not unless you use it like a spray can.
Ooh, the old back and forth.
And up and down. You do the next one, I'll try it.
So what's a classy number like you doing in a gin joint like this?
I was looking for my friends.
I think you're one swell dish.
You do?
Ever since I laid eyes on you.
I'm not too thin?
Nah, who said that?
Jack, he says it all the time.
Did that bum ever smack you around?
He doesn't have the guts.
If he did, I'd feed him a knuckle sandwich.
What if he's still hungry?
I'd fill his belly full of lead.
You'd bump him off?
Sure.
For me?
For you, baby.
You're a stand-up kind of guy.
If you saw me doing the triggering, would you put the finger on me?
Me? I'm no stool pigeon.
Say the word and it's curtains for Jack.
You got the gat?
What do you think? I'm going to point my finger and go pow, pow, pow?
Then Claudine wouldn't like it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Still, I wouldn't mind seeing you pump him full of lead, make Swiss cheese out of him.
I'll make it quick and easy.
Let me think about it. Oh, better not.
How do dames fall for towheads like that?
Oh, he's a sap.
Let's blow this joint.
I'm with you, Danny.
Juan from Pedro show. That was, well, we started off the third hour with part 11 of Jack Flanders and Tropical Hot Dog Night, winding up. One more part to go for Jack there and his journey. I got something in the Hoot page from a guy involved with ZBS, people who put out the stuff. And yeah, Meatball Fulton, the guy who started the thing, has some interviews from the 60s and stuff. And the guy turned me on to some Meatball Fulton podcasts. And one of them was an interview with Jerry Garcia way back then. So I got to bring, you probably dig that, Brother Matt. And then we heard Louis Fang. Louis, L-U-I, Fang. Okay, so Louis? No? Louis? Lou? With Yi, well, no disrespect, but maybe it's Louis Fang. With Yi Dance, and she plays Pipa, which is a... Well, that's what we used to take on the Mota, but this kind of Pipa is a... I think it's P-I-P-A, instead of P-I-P-E. And it's like a lute guitar kind of device from China, traditional music. Then we heard a band called Count Zero. I think they're from Tokyo with Sound Confused. And then we heard Splurge from Now, which is a band from England. Well, let's play some more music. Fuck it.
Thank you.
supposed to be doing that? Okay, sorry. Okay, we're starting now. We're Bikini Kill, and we want Subvolution! Girls don't know!
Kids Are All Small. No, Kids Are So Small by Deerhoof. And before that, we had Bikini Kill with Double Dare Ya. And started with Kuroshi Lovers, the band from Finland with I Love My Kuroshi. And I was told that meant working yourself to death, but come to understand it just means murder. But maybe it's an issue with slang. I was trying to explain that. Slang can be a tough thing because the context, you might be using words that other people use for completely different things. Sometimes it's an accident, probably most of the time it's on purpose. Because of me being from, not a 90s kid or an 80s kid, I use the word bad a lot to mean good. So if you were just listening to me, you wouldn't know what I was saying when I was talking about the shit. Scotty says sometimes good bad, not evil bad. To me, I don't even think about it twice. Well, boss gives you a hint like, whoa, the top or something. But bad doesn't make any sense. It's doing the opposite. It's almost like fucking with the word on purpose to try to make it your own. And, I guess it's something to have a fucking cardiac over, but I say let it go, you know. It's just interesting, and
people are trying to express themselves.
You're right, right. And if it's not all the same, maybe that's healthy in a way. And a big issue now here with our culture being infiltrated and taken apart, and culture wars, and all these clowns talking this crap. All this stuff they're talking about preserving. I guess every land has it. These people want to put up the barricades and don't want anything seeping in or seeping out.
Stare out.
Because if you think, if you go back far enough, they all were mingled up, and that's how it led to here. No sterile crap.
Based on mingling.
Yeah. Mingling.
Been mingling for a long time.
Yeah, in fact, those Cayugas, you mean, we saw the Nanny's Zoo the other day, and the Cayuga ducks, and emerald green, some guy bred them things.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. They got some mallard in them, so beautiful, but they're not, it wasn't nature.
Nature.
Yeah, somehow. Then there was some geese mixed with ducks, too, somehow. And then there was a fake turkey chicken. Yeah, because it has its, God, where's it from? Hungary or something. It has no skin on its neck.
Huh.
But it's a chicken. Because turkeys and chickens, the species are too far. They can't breed. But it was looking at the nature. She raised another squirrel from Zurisu. Hey. From like... Yeah, it's incredible. Nanny with the animals. Totally. She's got names for them all. It's pretty amazing. She sent some turtles there from the Balkans that, because of the war, the environment got wiped out. These little box guys. And she also has some lizards from Iraq. Same thing, because of their ecosystem. You know, they don't adjust well to war.
Wow.
And but she saved
the
some.
Uranium probably doesn't help.
No, there are all kinds. Yeah, imagine. She said a lot of breeds of dogs got hit hard when the war in the Balkans and stuff. But these little turtles. So she had some, and these lizards from Iraq, trippy tails like a kind of file.
Wow.
I remember. Yeah, barbed up. Trippy little guys. And then some Sahara monitors. Trippy pet. You know, behind Cooper there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ophelia. 500 pound. And the hairs on her. She said in the old days they made toothbrushes out of these hairs. I mean, these are some hairs you wouldn't believe.
Like wires.
Yeah, totally. She's really happy pig, though.
Yeah,
big smile on her face. I know. Ronnie says he won't. He made friends with a pig, and after that, could never eat bacon and stuff again.
That's too bad.
Because you know, identify it. And this pig is beautiful. And pony peaches, and just all of the whole
awesome
little.
Face. It's awesome.
It is, and for city kids, get to yeah. That Dr. Jane Goodall came to help out with saving
that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. I'd be ashamed to lose that.
Yeah, most kids in the city, they just see pigeons and rats.
Right, right. Maybe some fighting dogs.
Yeah,
got those.
Yeah,
yeah, cockroaches. Neckos. Hell, if you started school, right?
Yeah, we're up in a new space up there by the practice pad.
Right, up by my practice pad, up by the Angels Gate.
It's like a little military ghost town.
Now, you know, there was an oil spill, wasn't there?
Yeah, up in San Francisco.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, bunches.
Yeah, they fucked up.
Bunches of oil birds and stuff.
They said even the oil birds, they say they end up dying.
Yeah.
Because
we got a hospital up by where your school is now.
Marine mammal place.
and for the sea lions and the seals and taking blows. We saw the Pier 39. It was amazing. He's talked about it too. They wanted it gone. But thousands of years they've been coming there, you know. And ended up people wanted to see them anyway. So it worked out for their little mall, whatever, Disney World thing there.
Yeah, not too many sharks gobbling them anymore, so they just keep multiplying.
Yeah, a lot of those are guys all frustrated pushing each other off little platforms. Like humans. Speaking of which, what do you think about this election? Hand puppet.
Yeah, that's it. Get baked, put on the mask that people want to see. You know, they don't like these qualities, so fake it.
Yeah. What about Pat Robertson getting behind Giuliani?
I think Giuliani means, I don't know. You get too many connections.
And Robertson said we kind of deserved that attack on his town for letting the gay people. But then the mayor spent time with some gay people between marriages. He's living with Giuliani. And just, yeah, the... I don't know. I don't know why you expect any kind of consistency with these.
And they all sell out.
Yeah.
Should be alliances.
Bedfellows.
Yeah.
Bedfellows.
His little private party. The world's their private party.
Yeah, what about Pakistan?
That seems like it's kind of a messy scene. Budo comes back, gets messed with. They don't think on that dude pulling out their kind of Bogart in power.
Right.
There is, whatever. Yeah. Bogart.
A lot of bones go there to that Bogart.
Yeah.
From here.
Yeah. Kind of set him up.
I wonder what Pakistani bands are like. You know? Might be interesting. You were playing some of that Bollywood. I mean, that's the Muslim part of old India. Right. So I wonder.
Yeah, it seems like they got a lot of stuff to say.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. Recipes say.
Here's some more tunage.
This is called I Am the Strange Hero of Hunger. My girlfriend lives on the other side of the world and has started reading Crime and Punishment by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Do you recognise the main character? I ask her excitedly. Doesn't he remind you of me? I've only just begun, she answers. What's his name? Roger. But all the characters have about 3 different names. I always get confused and can't tell who's who because I'm dyslexic and don't make the sounds for the names. But Roger's for short and his sister's called Dunya. Isn't Dunya a beautiful name? If little Huddy had been born a girl, we'd have named her Dunya. When I talk of the beauty of girls' names, or the strange bravery of artists, or see the light change over sea and sky, and every second impossible showers of gold turn into terrible hues of purple and black, and my heart rate quickens because I'm amongst my own people. I am the hero of all of my favourite novels. I live in them and they live in me. I am Arturo Bandini on Angel's Flight, swearing at a beautiful dark-haired girl in tattered shoes. I am Roger, guilty of a terrible and senseless murder on the streets of St. Petersburg. I am the strange hero of hunger, starving to spite myself in Christiana. I am Johann Nagel, tormentor of the midget and suicide. I am Ishmael, knocker-off of tall hats. I am every novelist and every character ever dreamed. I am every one of my favourite artists, and I feel myself not one jot less, but equal to all of them. Turner, Munch, Holbein and Hokusai. Naturally, I have no heroes. I am my heroes. I am my brothers and sisters. I feel myself joined by the soul with all beauty. My heart sings with every brave endeavour, with the strange wings of impossible butterflies, with every rock that breathes life into the world. I stand shoulder to shoulder with all denouncers of meanness. I honour spirit and faith, and I uphold the glorious amateur. I am in love with desperate men with desperate hands, walking in second-hand shoes, searching for God and hearing God and hating God. I am a desperate man buckled with fear. I am a desperate man who demands to be listened to, who demands to connect. I'm a desperate man who denounces the dullness of money and status. I'm a desperate man who will not bow down to accolade or success. I'm a desperate man who hates simplicity of painting and hates galleries and white walls and the dealers in art, who loves unreasonableness and hot-headedness, who loves contradiction, hates publishing houses, and also I am Vincent van Gogh, Hiroshige, and every living, breathing artist who dares to draw God on this planet.
Then the lamps on to seem to fade. Came back like a schoolboy, saw the wave of fate. That one old DJ, that was hazy cosmic jive.
Here's a song.
Children use it, let all the children do get.
papers the Chinaman gave you?
Is that a surprise?
Yes, Boogie. In the past, this information has been suppressed, but now it can be told. Every man, woman, and mutant on this planet shall know the truth about de-evolution.
Oh, Dad, we're all evil.
Started off with Starship Narrator by Boris, Circle Song by Bat for Lashes, Katrina by Black Lips, a poem from Billy Childish called I Am the Strange Hero of Hunger. I was telling Brother Matt about Mr. Billy Childish, this cat. Yeah, to say the least. And then We're All a Stress by Illuminoids. I guess that's... I can speak for myself and say I'm a stress. I don't want to put everybody in that bag. Brother Matt, it's been a pleasure to be back with you. A lot from Pedro's show. And I'm going to be home. I mean, I got these things coming up. Little out of town things, but I'm pretty much in town for our... what do you call it? Chow holidays? They're big ones, right? Thanksgiving and Christmas. Big shovels.
Cool.
So, have you been in the drink? I've paddled a few times since I've been back now. Yeah. Just in the week I've been back, I've paddled 3 times. September. Yeah, but have you been in the drink?
No.
Doing the floats?
No,
you were doing that last year.
Yeah. One summer
you did some in the summer too?
Yeah, summer I was down.
Okay.
Yeah, but I've got no polar bear
status. That's coming up. You should go down and do that. Yeah, some guy, we played in Pedro at Harold Saturday. You were there.
Yeah, it was packed.
I did not, that's how packed it was. I didn't even know you were there. I blew some clams, but it was all right. Watson was going off, though.
Oh, man, he was going wild.
Thomas,
great.
Thomas is doing the do there. It was in all Pedro bands. That was a neat thing.
Yeah, that place was packed. They're spilling out into Pacific there.
Which probably El Hombre was way into. In fact, he was out there when we were bailing. Yeah, I don't know what about. But it's neat to see Pedro having a little thing like that.
Yeah, very cool.
Little scene. In fact, it was righteous. And, man, it was down for a while, Harold, so that's cool it coming back.
Back in action, so that was a Vinny Vegas production.
That's right, Vinny Vegas. Yeah. You know what? He's supposed to have a band that was supposed to play there. So maybe next time. Yeah.
No show.
A Vinny Vegas band, yeah.
Right.
Anyway, next week we do another show?
Sure.
Okay, Brother Matt. Much respect.
Cool.
November 12, 2007, Watt from Pedro show, keep your powder dry.